Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz from New York.
And welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Another episode, and I just want to ask, as I always do, what's up, Brian? I hear you got some beautiful weather out in New York.
Yeah, today we hit our first snowstorm of the year. I'm sure by the time this releases, maybe we'll have a few more. But today we're mid-November now when we're recording this, so I'm not sure exactly when we're going to release this, but we had our first snowstorm of the year, so I was at home today, didn't do much shooting, obviously, and I got caught up on a lot of office work. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I've been having, it's been not too cold, it's in the 50s, but we've been having all the smoke from the fires, and we're just, hopefully by the time this airs, we won't have any fires in California, but we might not have any California left, so.
Yeah, it's bad out there.
Unbelievably bad. And luckily for us in Sacramento, San Francisco on the coast is getting all the smoke because it's all offshore and it's just a disaster.
And it's well, if we have any listeners out there, we both wish them our best and to their families.
Over 10,000 structures lost so far. Oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
Imagine crazy. So anyway, on a better note.
Yes.
Now that I've got everybody perked up, what's going on this week? What are we doing?
So we have an Ask the Guys this week from a Nima Mohammadi, who I think you said you know personally. So we're glad to have a question from Nima.
Yes. Nima's a very good photographer, and I've watched him come up from the very beginning, the humbling beginnings, and it seems like he's doing really well. So what's his question? Why don't you play it for us?
All right, here we go.
Hi guys, this is Nima Mohammadi. I'm a photographer here in Maryland. My question is about expanding your real estate photography team as you grow your business. This is my fourth year in the business, second year full-time. I did about 70 houses in my first year, and this year we're almost hitting the 600 by the end of the year. I'll probably be able to add 50, 70 more myself, but my business is growing so fast and I really don't want to turn down any customers. So my question to you is that, what is your hiring process? Who's going to be your first hire? Is it admin or is it second shooter? At this point, my business, I outsource my editing, but I don't know which one should I hire first, admin to help me with other stuff or second shooter. I'm looking for a system, proven system. So if you guys can provide that information or have a guest that can answer that one, I really appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right, Nima, thank you for that question. That is an awesome question, and that is awesome. Congratulations on the growth of your business. That is phenomenal. I know Rich said he first met you way back when, a couple of years ago, when you were starting out, and you know, to go from 70 shoots in your first year to almost 600 this year, that's almost 10 times the amount of shoots in, I guess, 4 years, you said, which is pretty incredible. So congratulations on that. And how you do 600 houses in a year blows my mind. But that's probably mainly because I'm not a volume shooter. But if you can do it, congrats to you.
Well, Scott DeBose, I think he shot 12 million ohms last year. So
he said something like that. Exactly.
Really, that's something to shoot for. But
exactly, yeah, I think he sleeps 4 hours a day and just shoots 21 hours straight, and he gets to that 12 million mark.
Yeah, it's great. I'm so happy to hear, Nima, about your success. I had an idea from the groups, but I haven't talked to you, and it's just wonderful to hear this. And I'm so happy because I think I did meet you right when you got started. So really great to see a progression like that. And Brian, can you jump in here? And I'm going to think of something to to reply back to Nima, but what do you have to say?
Yeah, I mean, I know, I think you and I, Richard, are both in a similar situation because I don't want to call it boutique, but I know we're both not really volume studios, if you want to call it that. I don't shoot close to that amount a year, but I go for more, a little bit higher price, less shooting model. So that being said, I'm not really looking to scale up yet at this point and hire other people. But I do have some ideas of the way to do it. And it's something actually I've been toying with the last couple of months is, do I want to change my model and just start going for straight up volume at a lower cost price point? But I couldn't do it. I'm not saying I'm not going to do it ever or change, but I like shooting less and making a little bit more per shoot. But that being said, I guess, who do you hire first, an admin person or a second shooter? Well, I guess to make it simple without overthinking it, as far as answering your second shooter part of the question, can you personally handle all of the shoots yourself? And are you at the point where you're turning down work because you can't shoot anymore? And if that's the point, you're at in your business where you have to turn down work because there's not enough hours in the day to shoot, then yeah, I would say jump on that second shooter because you're literally just turning down money by not being able to handle those shoots. So I think the easiest way to answer that question is, if a second shooter is your priority, is, you know, do you have to turn down work? And if your situation is, no, you're not turning down work, now you're able to handle the load, then maybe an admin person is someone you look into. And, you know, an admin slash maybe even someone who does sales, you know, or marketing. I don't really know if many of us real estate photographers have somebody that's, you know, employed that does marketing or sales for them. Maybe something that's commission-based or something, but if you can get someone who's in your office and managing emails and phone calls and billing and even cold calling other agents to get your name out there, that's great. You know, that's something I would sign up for today. Especially if I can find someone, a salesperson who's, you know, more of a commission-based type thing who wants to do this on the side, yeah, go sell me and get me some more clients. But yeah, I think that's, you know, don't overcomplicate it and take a step back and just, you know, take a look. Do I need somebody to handle the extra workload that I have, or can I handle it myself?
Yeah, I kind of got the impression from your question that you've really got the work. So I was totally on the direction that if I was bringing in an admin person, it would probably be the largest part of the admin would be to sell. And it seems like, I don't think that's your problem right now. It seems like you've got the problem of, as Brian said, you don't have enough hours in the day. So I think that I would certainly do that. You got all this other stuff to think about too, about you got to incorporate training and getting going and you know, whatever it is. But it sounds like I would certainly consider getting on a second shooter. And even if it's, having the ability to, when you're busy, you hire an extra guy. And when you're not, you know, maybe you don't have to really bring it in as a full-time employee. Or, you know, that might be the direction you want to go into. So anyway, I think, you know, go get somebody that can physically go out and shoot for you. And then get your system together. And when you're ready to even expand more, then get the admin person. Unless you can't do the admin by yourself. Like if you're absolutely so tapped, you can't even schedule, you can't even do your banking, your invoicing, things like that. Then you know what? You might need to have both, okay? Why don't you just hire both? So that's hopefully how good your business is.
Yeah, or maybe you can get lucky and find someone that can do a little bit of both.
Someone that can
manage a studio, uh-huh. And someone that is familiar. You know, the best way I feel like to get a second shooter is to get somebody who knows photography but doesn't do it full time, because then you can kind of train them to your methods. So if you find someone that's, you know, maybe right out of college that's interested in this, or even someone in college that's, you know, taking photography courses or, you know, going for a photography degree, and you can have them come in and work in your office a little bit, you know, scheduling, billing, and then bring them on shoots. And then hopefully in 2, 3, 4 months, you're confident enough that you can go out and send them yourself. And then you have kind of an all-in-one guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good. we should all have such a problem, you know?
Yes.
I think that I occasionally shoot for other people or with other people or for other people when
real
they're
estate work?
When they're yeah real estate work when they're okay. overdone and vice versa. Sometimes I have a shoot that I might have to have somebody do for me, or I'm gone away for a month. So you know, they're just different. Nice to have people that you can call upon.
No, exactly. Yes, we've said this a million times. It's good to know your, I don't want to say competitors. Let's call them colleagues. It's yes. good to know your colleagues in your area, and be friends with them, because uh-huh. you never know when you'll need each other.
You know, yeah,
even
no.
if it's just to refer each other jobs or stuff like that.
And but, I don't know if it's a, I don't know if it's a unique situation. I know it's definitely a situation where other people have the same thing, because I know of it. But you know, for me, it's just the normal thing to do. You just you know, you can't be worried about your competition and your you know, people that are your colleagues. You just got to embrace them. So you know, anyway.
All right, cool. Well, Nima, thank you for the question. I know this was short, but you know, obviously Rich and I both are not in a volume situation, so it's hard to say the best methods that work, but you seem like mm-hmm. you do have, you know, the first part of it, which I would have said was outsourcing your editing, and you have that done and you're sending all that work off. So that would have been the first thing I would have told you is, you know, send your editing out. So you do that, and that obviously opened your time to do some more shoots, and now you're at the point, I guess, where you filled that slot in with more shoots and you have more calls coming in. So that should be a problem we all have, but congratulations on your problem.
Yeah, me too. I'm real proud of you, and keep knocking out of the park. That's great. I love to hear that kind of story, Brian.
Cool. And Rich, I know to kind of cap off this episode, we were talking about a new feature which we were thinking about bringing in, mm-hmm. which I guess I got a lot of, the idea came from a couple of Facebook posts that people were posting, and we said, hey, let's try it out and see if it's something that we'll take. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
No, why don't you tell him, Brian?
Okay, so there were a couple of posts where people were sending their images, and a lot of people were asking the different methods of the shooting and how people shot that. So somebody came up with the idea of having some How I Shot That episodes. Mm-hmm. So we figured, we were talking earlier today and figured, why don't we give it a try? So we don't really know how it's going to go. This is a new idea. But what I would say to some of our listeners is email us some of your best photos, and we'll pick a couple here and there, and maybe we'll have you on for a quick 5-10 minute guest spot, and we can talk about your methods and how you got that shot. And I think we can compile a couple of these small little How I Shots That into one episode, maybe 3 or 4 different things together, and we can make one episode, obviously, where we can send out the pictures and put them on our show notes and everyone can see them, and then people can talk about the techniques derived to get this picture.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea, and it's you know, it's great that that they're showing us their pictures, and I wish you know, I wish we had a TV show for that one.
Yeah, but hey, maybe that's in the works, who yeah. knows.
Yeah, you know,
we've been speaking for a while, Rich, about video in our podcast, so maybe it's about time.
Yeah,
but I forgot who came up with that idea specifically, but whoever it was, we thank you, and maybe it'll be something that takes off like Ask the Guys, and maybe it won't, but we figure we'll give it a try and see if people want to email us some of their pictures. They don't have to be super high res. They can just email us you know, a picture which is going to end up going on the web anyway. And, you know, similar to Ask the Guys, we'll obviously give you the photo credits and the links back to your site and all that. And then we'll even arrange to have you on for 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll talk about, you know, how you achieve that shot.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a good opportunity for people to learn other photographers, you know, techniques and methods and how they get the job done.
Yeah. So be sure to check it out on your computer so you can see the photo as you hear the interview. It'll work out great. I love it. Great idea.
All right, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, I know we had a short one today, but we're a little pressed for time. And
yeah.
especially now, you know, Thanksgiving, holiday time, it's always tough to get a couple of minutes. So at least we can get this recording done and get it out there for everyone. And I know the new year is approaching. So we have a lot of things in the works, some things which have launched already, some things which are to come. So it's just very, very busy times for us. But we hope everybody enjoys what we're putting out for them.
Yeah. And I just want to remind everybody to subscribe to the podcast and do it. Ask the guys, you know, leave your question, tout your name of your business, and you'll get your answer, your questions answered. And then
yes, we need some questions. We're super low on questions. Everyone submit your questions.
We can always use questions. And I think it'd be fun to get an answer and record it. But anyway, so, okay, I just want to say one thing. Have a great weekend. And you also remember to go shoot some spaces. Okay, Brian? You going to shoot some spaces coming up?
Yeah, I have a couple of spaces coming up. I'm actually going to be down in Atlanta in about 2 weeks, which by the time this releases might have actually happened already. But I'm going to be in Atlanta for an architectural shoot in 2 weeks. So I've never been out in Atlanta minus a quick stopover in the airport. So I'm excited to go out there for a couple of days.
Perfect.
It's going to end up only being 2 days, but yeah, I'm excited to go out there.
Okay. Well, great. Okay, well, you have a good one, and we'll talk to y'all later.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.